there's been a race to the bottom with full perm, partly because federal law is that a full perm seller cannot dictate the minimum price somebody can sell the full perm item, can go for when they buy it. It's called price fixing. It's against the law. So there's been this race to the bottom. Quality of mesh is going up and up and up and up, but the prices go down and down and down and down. And unfortunately, the minimum price that anything can be sold for in Second Life is zero, which means the prices just plummet, which is kind of good for the consumer, but for the content creators, it's getting harder and harder and harder and harder for them to eke out any sort of profit. They have to spend more time creating higher quality stuff to stay competitive, but then the prices are lower and lower and lower. So the idea I had come across, I got it from IMBU, is to add a derivative permission so that you would have copy, mod, transfer, and derivative. It would not replace, would not stop anybody from selling stuff full perm the way they've been doing it since Second Life began. It would just allow content creators another option, setting something up with derivative, meaning, say somebody creates a pair of mesh shoes and they decide, I'm going to make this a derivative object. So they make it copy and mod and they set it to derivative and they sell it, say, 100 or 200 lindens. Then anybody who buys those shoes can resell those shoes, but the minimum price for those shoes will be the original purchase price that they got from the original content creator who put the derivative setting on it, meaning the minimum price would be 300. And so the person who buys the shoes would want to add something to it to increase the value of the item. So they might throw on some nice textures or add some straps or studs or something to it, or flowers or whatever it is. And then they sell the shoe for not our 200 linens, but say 400, 100 linens more. And then every shoe that they sell, they would get the marked up price, of 100 or 200 linens or whatever they marked up the price to. And the original content creator who provided that derivative would get the same amount for every sale of those shoes. This way it would keep the price from being able to go below what the person sold it for. And the original content creator, the derivative, would always get their share of every item that is sold. So anyway, so that was sort of an idea I've been kicking around with a number of full perm content creators.